Hello there, we're Jason and Tony, and this is
In Case You Missed It.
In case you missed it, well, you really didn't miss anything. You just told you another way to feel old.
A couple of goobers being goobers.
Always told myself that I'm never going to get old. I'm never going to act old. That's what I always told myself. You're never going to act old, Jason. You're always going to try to be young. That's what you're going to do. But then yesterday... I'm talking to my mom about which flavor of NCIS I like best, the original New Orleans or Los Angeles. And then I thought, I am old.
Hey, I'll remind you of one that just the other day, conversation you and I had.
What's that?
About whenever we both went to chewable multivitamins.
Yeah.
And that was our discussion for, and
oh, wow,
we had
yeah.
to sit there and go, we're really two men our age.
It's crazy. Season 3 of Stranger Things is out, and there's a lot of scenes with Jonathan. He's developing photos, and apparently, and this one kind of takes you by surprise. This is one of those surprise you're old feelings.
Listen, you're about to feel old.
People, the young people, totally confused by why he's in this dark room, this red room, and they're saying he just puts it in water, and then what is going on here? This is so strange. And then everybody's like, well, actually, this is how you develop film. Well, guess what? Some of these younger kids, they've never seen film, have no idea that it had to be developed. Back in the day, you would take a picture, and then you would drive to a little building somewhere in town, hand it off, yeah. or the drugstore, and hand it off. You'd wait a week.
Yep.
You'd go back, and then you would get to see those pictures. There were no retakes. There were no filters. There was nothing.
And you had to go.
We're talking dark ages here, kids.
Your eyes were always red in a lot of them because development, it done something. Polaroids were, you know, your eyes were always red.
Oh, yeah, always.
Is a Polaroid, does that exist anymore?
Yeah, that's kind of come back because it's instant. Oh, so okay. As long as it's instant, I think it's fine, you know.
I don't know,
but in case you weren't feeling old, now you are. The awkward conversation count at work is just too low. We're here to help. This new survey here says that we have awkward small talk with a coworker 21 times a week. I'm not sure how many times we talk on the radio every morning,
but
I can count every single one of those times, and then in between stuff too. I'm bringing this average way up. It's probably like 5 for everybody else, but for me, it's hundreds.
But I love our out-of-the-left awkward conversations.
Well, I do, too. They're always fun. But the average is 21 times a week.
That's low.
That's what I thought.
Don't y'all talk about enough awkward stuff?
So, in case you don't have enough awkward stuff to talk about with your coworker, which is a shame, since we got the most awkward coworker in the world, Tony, here with us. Why not let him give you some pointers about some awkward small talk you could start today? One I do around here, and it's always the same one. I'll walk up to somebody and go, you smell that?
Yeah, you do.
And then they'll be like, no. I'll be like, oh, okay.
Just ask somebody that. Yeah. It creates
awkward. Smell that? No? Okay. And then just walk away. Don't explain it.
And I'm forgetting one here. We play Unibrow Carrie Underwood. You know, that's an awkward game you can play.
Right, yeah.
You know, or you can put a unibrow on a pretty country star, and then yes, is she still pretty or not?
Right, yeah. That's a...
Anyway, that's what we do. Number one, another one we do.
I can't believe you told that one.
We do. Digestive habits.
We bring that up too.
I don't know, how many times in a day.
I have no idea.
Foot and toe problems, which granted, I'm the one who normally brings that
up. That's true.
But, and Jason won't even look if I turn the computer around and say, look, man, look at this bunion on this toe.
No, that Dr. Pimple Popper thing. No way.
You can watch
his
Pop-Tart about to toss cookies. All right. Another one, we have strange back hair and boil problems. And I know that we're not the only men that do that. Like, you know, hey, bro, dude, look at this,
look at
man.
This. Is that ingrown or is that a bowl?
Is that, and there's a hair coming out of it. That's awkward.
All right, there you go.
And that last one,
uh-huh.
And I love playing this.
Uh-huh.
Ask people to give you reasons other than being cousins. How come Daisy never dated Bo or Luke?
This one old boy, he ruined it for everybody.
Way to go, goober.
You're right, man. This guy's a jerk.
Moron. Can't believe he did this.
Tell him what they what. Tell him what the, what this guy has done to every single guy that's out there right now. Tell the people what this man has done to ruin it.
All right, fellas, this is public enemy number one. If you're and if you're seeing somebody or at a state of like with someone,
yeah.
you won't be able to propose or
Absolutely
ask marriage
not.
Because of this.
Because
guy.
Of this guy. This guy's ruined it.
John Blaze.
Oh, he's even got a cool name.
Right. Coolest name, John Blaze.
John. John Blaze.
Well, John was smitten by his sweet girlfriend, so he took her on a bike ride.
Oh.
And that bike ride that they went on seemed a little bit long. It was 16 miles.
Oh, my gosh. What's he doing?
Right. I'm sure he, you know, just enjoyed the day. She was clueless. And then when John got done with the end of their beautiful bike ride,
yeah.
the route they went on spelt, "Will you marry me?"
So he brought it up on his little biking app there,
yes.
and it showed the route, and it said, "Will you marry me?"
It says it. He spelt
oh,
it in
my
their
gosh.
Bike
oh,
route.
Oh,
a man that puts a bar that
oh,
high?
Oh, my gosh.
Well, gosh.
Look what
John.
He's done to men everywhere.
He's a
There's no way you can live up to that. I couldn't ride the bike in a straight line for 16 miles.
And then this cat goes and proposes like that. Well,
man.
Good luck to you, John, and your
John
merriment and your happiness.
Blaze.
John Blaze.
It's a lot of work for something that ends up failing 50% of the time, but whatever, John Blaze.
Blew the curb.
Tony had a new story for you today, a brand new Tony Tales.
Here you go.
And now, Tony Tales with Tony.
Once upon a time, a man saw a shooting star so he could wish to have anything in the world he wanted. Well, the man said, "I wish there was no more Walmarts." All of a sudden, poof, all the Walmarts was gone. It was going good till he got to town. Then there was rioting, mostly because Dollar General didn't sell tires, oil changes, or rotisserie chickens. People went crazy. They started starving and had to eat dog food. After the dry dog food was gone, they ate moist dog food. Eventually, people stopped shaking hands. They started sniffing butts. People were in the streets licking themselves, getting hit by cars. You couldn't throw a ball without somebody chasing it. Women started having puppies. And then the man saw another star and yelled, "I made a mistake! Please! Send back the Walmarts so my coworker Jason will stop riding my leg." The end.
Here's Tony's word of the day.
They're going to want me at the newspaper with smart ones like these.
And now, to expand your vocabulary, Jason and Tony present Tony's word of the day.
Alabama Stan. Alabama Stan is a place in the Middle East that holds the most championships at camel stomach tossing, and the goats walk around pretty nervous. Alabama Stan.
Last Tony's word of the day.
This is the best country lyric never written.
Ever.
And now, Jason and Tony present the best country music lyrics that were never written.
Your snuggling may get rejected if you ask a woman if something looks infected.
That was the best country music lyrics never written from Jason and Tony.
And we'll leave you with today's Real Good. There's a woman down in Florida, St. Petersburg, Tampa area. Her name is Ernestina, and she works as a high school custodian. She couldn't afford a car, so she's been walking a little over a mile to work every day. Carries a bunch of bags with her.
Oh, wow. That's a long way.
She'd always walk past an auto shop that's owned by a guy named Richard Newberry, and on Friday, he finally went outside to talk to her. Found out her story. Uh-huh. Turns out her son is a former Marine who took his own life because of PTSD.
Oh.
She moved to Florida a few weeks ago to just try to get a fresh start.
Oh, poor girl.
Well, Richard himself used to be homeless and had been through some rough times himself, so he offered to sell Ernestina a used car at a huge discount. First, he said, "I can do this one for $600." She said, "I can't afford that." So he lowered it to $300, but $300 is still a lot. She still couldn't do that. So finally, he just said, here's the car. Here you go. Here it is. The shop also set up a GoFundMe page to help her with registration, insurance, and gas. They've got that all covered now. He told her, he said, I've been in this boat. I've been where you're at, and I made it through. She thanked him and says that it's given her hope on life.
Ernestina, wow.
Isn't that cool?
And for her son's service. I mean, I know. Wow, what this gentleman gave her.
No kidding. Richard Newberry, you are
real good.
All right. Oh, wait. Beep. That's all, folks. Oh. That does it for the podcast. Thanks so much for listening. We're Jason and Tony, and this has been
In Case You Missed It.